Christmas Station with Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you with Joe and Michelle. Friday morning, a nice day today. Sunshine, look for high later in the mid to upper 40s. 33 now at the tower, and we have company.
Well, a special fella. Yes, absolutely. We have Jim McGurk. He's the president of the Children's Foundation at Astor Services for Children and Families. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to see you. Always great to see you.
Oh, it's always great to be here. It's a great way to start my morning and to end the week.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
You've been a good friend of ours for a lot of years now.
Well, you guys do so much for the Hudson Valley, and you're so positive, you know, and I think in many ways, Astor and what you do here align very well.
It's the perfect fit. You're absolutely right. And you've got something very special to talk about today, and the perfect time of year for folks to get involved in this.
Yeah, so, you know, I do want to say, you started off today with the news about the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It's too frequent.
Yeah.
It's a bad time for kids, you know, the struggles, suicide, opioids. Mm-hmm. You talked about scary Sundays.
Scary Sundays, yeah.
For some kids, it's scary every day going to school. And Astor's there for those kids. And we help them through a range of programs throughout the Hudson Valley. But we do a lot with the support of sponsors and people in the Hudson Valley. We have an adopt-a-family program where we take kids who are our clients, who have low income, and buy them basic needs, shoes, clothes, sometimes bikes, you know, because we believe every kid deserves a childhood. And what's more childhood than having a great Christmas? So we do that. And last year we adopted 2,000.
Oh, 2,000. Now, see, that
throughout the Hudson Valley. Wow.
Talk about heavy lifting.
I mean,
a lot of folks were very generous helping you out in doing this.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And we have a partnership with the Rhinebeck Fairgrounds, and so on.
Coming up,
people can call us, get on the website, still adopt families, and you'll be able to drop the presents off at the Rhinebeck Fairgrounds.
The Fairgrounds?
That's very nice.
How fun is that?
It is nice. They open up their barn for us, and that's where we store. Mm-hmm. And so we'll deliver them. And then we also have a holiday event at the Cohen Rhinebeck, and that's an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what we do, but also to support us. And it's going to be a great event, and that's going to be December 6th. And again, I encourage people to go to our website. And finally, you know, there are 400,000 kids in foster care.
That many, wow.
Yeah.
And we're working hard to keep them out of foster care, but Astor has a very special program for kids that really struggle. But we need families. We need people willing to take kids into their home, and we support them. And so we're looking, during this holiday season, where people are thinking about, what can I do to make the world a better place? So again, that's an opportunity for people to help and to make a difference in the world.
I would think a lot of people say, well, I can't do that. I can't be a foster home for somebody. Well, we probably need something very special, something unique, something that I don't have.
Well, probably you'll be wrong, because just thinking about it means you care about kids. But we provide training, we provide support, we make sure that you're supported, and there are groups of other foster families that get together, talk about their challenges. And really, we try to make sure that the kids who live with you have the kind of experience, and you feel the support of the people at Astor when you do that. So that's a real special need we have. And you know, 400,000 kids. That's a lot of kids.
Oh, my gosh.
But as you said, Jim, with anything you do with Astor, you don't do it alone. I mean, it's a group effort. It's been a wonderful organization and brings people together of all kinds. And you just mentioned the foster families that talk to each other, too. They're all part of this wonderful, growing, hopefully always growing, family of Astor.
Well, and we can't do it alone. We have great sponsors. We have you two who are always willing to help out, talk about our work.
You
know, Rose and Kiernan, M&T Bank, Catholic Charities. We're part of Catholic Charities, Adams Fairacre Farms, McCabe and Mack. And those are names you hear throughout the Hudson Valley because they're always helping people out.
Sure.
And we work with them to make sure that kids get a childhood, to make sure those kids that struggle have support, to make sure the families that are thinking, oh my God, is that going to be my son? Is that going to be my daughter? How can we help them? You know, and so it's really a challenge that I think people don't talk about much, But for Astor, we're there for those people. And we want to make sure we continue to help people in the Hudson Valley and the Bronx. We've been doing it since 1953, and I want to make sure we continue to do that, you know, for the future.
All right, folks, you heard the message this morning from Jim. It's time for you to get involved, and to do that, to find out everything about Astor, visit that website.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and AstorServices.org.
AstorServices.org.
Sorry, I gotcha. And I pulled it up, and everything that you need, those dates, because there were three dates at the fairgrounds,
yes.
8th, 9th, and 10th, for you to drop off. Thank you. This is such a good, you guys, love this
organization. Thank you, Jim. You're a good friend. We love the work you do, and thank you. Just
and
keep it up.
I thank you for everything you do to make sure people start the day in a great mood.
Thank you.
It's our job.
Thank you.
Okay. Jim McGurk, we like this guy.
Thank you.
A member of our family here at 292.
Thank you very much.
All right, on the way, latest on the forecast.